Hey everyone, this is Miss Jen Davis here. This is a preview of one of my favorite feminization audios, which is called Mauled. And the preview starts kind of in the middle of the story. So here is a short 19 or so minute audio in the preview. Enjoy.
After depositing my trash in the garbage, I had to decide what to get Kelly. The honest truth was, I had absolutely no idea what to get her. I wanted it something personal, so she'd think of me as a potential boyfriend. But I didn't want it too personal, because she'd think of me as a creep. I stared at her every day in class and noticed a lot of things about her. She never really wore much jewelry other than earrings. It might be because nobody ever bought her any, or it could be because she didn't like them. That seemed like a dangerous idea. Getting her perfume seemed dangerous because she didn't wear it to school, and I didn't know what scent she liked. Clothes just seemed kind of creepy, and I definitely didn't know her well enough to buy her lingerie. I spent the next 30 minutes wandering aimlessly around the mall looking for a decent present. A teddy bear seemed too juvenile, and earbuds didn't seem personal enough. I was getting reactions everywhere to the smeared makeup on my face. But it almost felt good knowing that I was suffering this humiliation for Kelly. It would be worth it when I could see her open the gift and know that I was the guy for her. I had walked into the Victoria's Secret to see if maybe there was something a little less personal, but still sexy, like some satin pajamas or something I could get her. I did find a pair of pajamas just like I envisioned. They were pink, and running my fingers over the soft, smooth fabric felt incredible. I was lost in indecision when I heard the voice I dreaded behind me. "Oh, very pretty," said Jill. "But shouldn't you start with underwear first?" "What do you want?" I asked, spinning around. "She undid all your hard work," said Haley. "Yeah, she definitely should be punished," added Allison. "Can you just leave me alone? Hasn't this gone on far enough?" I asked. "What do you think?" asked Jill. "Since you undid all my hard work, I think I have the perfect punishment for a sissy like you."
"I'm not a sissy."
"Don't interrupt," ordered Allison as she cuffed me in the back of the head. "All you have to do is go over to the sales girl over there and ask her to help you find a pretty bra and panty set for yourself," said Jill. "We'll be listening, so you better."
"No fucking way," I spat.
I turned to leave, but found Haley and Allison blocking my way. "We can make it so much more embarrassing," said Jill. "Since you haven't learned to do what I said yet, add some stockings or pantyhose onto the instructions."
"Jill, I can't," I pleaded.
"Do you want to add a corset?" asked Jill sharply.
"No."
"Then get moving, girlfriend," said Haley, swatting my ass. The sales girl was a cute Latina named Estefani. I'd been in a lot of classes with her at one time, and I hoped she wouldn't remember me. I used to have a crush on her, though nowhere near the level it had risen with Kelly. My throat felt dry, and I very tentatively walked towards her. "Oh, hey, Jordy," she said, recognizing me immediately. "Are you here to do some Christmas shopping?" "Hi, Estefani," I replied. "I was hoping you could help me." "Sure, this stuff can all be pretty intimidating." "I was looking for a bra and panty set and matching stockings or pantyhose." "Obviously, we carry all those things, and they'll make a great Christmas gift for somebody special."
"Actually, they're for me."
"Okay," she said, staring at me pensively. "I'm sure I could help. Do you know what size you are?"
"Not in the least."
"Well, let's measure you first, then." By now, Jill, Haley, and Allison had crept up and were within earshot enjoying this awkward conversation. I wasn't sure if Estefani was aware of my tormentors or not as she discussed what women's underwear would be best for me. She led me to the back of the store with the three girls following at a safe distance. I saw several other girls shopping, and they all turned their attention to me.
You have to tell me. Why are you buying a bra for yourself?
It's complicated, I said.
Are you a drag queen or something? She asked.
A group of girls from my high school walked by on their way to the dressing room. One said, "Looking good, girl," and laughed.
No, I said.
Are you going to a costume party? She asked.
No, I said, wishing she would just drop it.
Then why am I fitting you for a bra? She asked.
I didn't really know how to answer her. Why was I getting fit for a bra? I couldn't say it was because the mistress told me to. That's more humiliating than just saying it's for me.
Okay, it's just because I like it, I said. I cross-dress.
Wow, you're more interesting than I thought.
Just keep it our secret, I said. I'm pretty embarrassed about it.
You don't need to be, she said, giggling. You're going to be a 36A, but if you want to stuff your bra, you can probably get a B or a C.
Oh, he likes a big bust. You know he stuffs, interjected Jill.
Hey, Jill, I didn't see you, said Estefani.
Oh, hey, girls, do you need any help?
No, we're here helping Jody. She's really shy about this stuff, said Haley.
I'm sorry, I wish you had corrected me when I called you by your old name, apologized Estefani.
Hey, Steph, speaking of stuffing, do you have any sort of breast enhancers? Asked Jill.
That would be great, agreed Allison.
I know we do. The little ones will add a cup, and the big ones will add two.
That really won't be, I began.
Perfect, clapped Allison. I definitely think we want big ones.
I'll go get one.
Why don't you find a 36C for her, and we can see how it all looks together, suggested Estefani.
Good idea, said Jill. We'll find something perfect.
So with the girls looking for a bra for me, and Estefani getting me some kind of breast enhancers, I was stuck standing in the back of the store with my shirt off, partially hidden from the store, but not from the girls who'd gone into the dressing room.
Better put a dress on, said one of the girls from my school. I'd hate for you to get arrested.
I don't know, said her friend. I bet they'd love him in prison. Fortunately, they left before Jill and her friends got back with like a half dozen of the laciest, sexiest bras in the entire shop. They only beat Estefani back by a few moments.
I see some great choices there, said Estefani. I'm sure Jody will just love them.
Only the best for our girl, said Haley. They had me try on a half dozen bras. Some were satin or lacy, but the most ridiculous ones didn't really work very well with the breast enhancers. The girls decided on a deep purple satiny one with lace accents.
That one is perfect, said Jill. Do you mind if he wears that home?
What? I felt like I had been punched in the gut.
Not at all, said Estefani. I just need to remove the tags.
There are no panties to go with that, are there? Asked Haley.
No, but that should be an easy enough color to match, assured Estefani.
Jill handed Estefani the tags, and then ordered me in the most pleasant voice to keep up the charade that she was just helping me.
Why don't you go out and find some panties, too?
As I walked out, I passed display after display of bras and panties. I had no idea which one I wanted, but I just wanted to get out of there, so I stopped at the nearest stand that caught my eye. I found three pairs that seemed to match the bra. I grabbed lacy pair boy shorts, a satin thong, and a stretchy pair, all in the deep color that the girls liked so much on me. I held each up to my waist and looked self-consciously around. I caught a middle-aged woman looking at me, and she quickly averted her eyes.
Do you think any of those panties are going to hide your junk? Jill asked, coming from behind.
I thought I was doomed to wind up in the thong, but Jill decided on a pair of black bikini panties and a matching black garter belt and sheer black stockings. Just like the bra, I would be wearing them all out of the store. I had made sure to pack plenty of money so I could buy Kelly something nice, but the underwear I was now wearing underneath my male clothing had tapped me out. I was happy that I had a copy of my dad's credit card, but I certainly didn't want to explain a purchase from Victoria's Secret to him.
I was very aware that I had on panties and the stockings, but they were well concealed by my clothing. The bra, on the other hand, was pretty difficult to conceal, no matter what I did. If they had been happy with my natural chest, or even the smaller-sized enhancer, which would have brought me up to a B-cup, I could have hidden it. But C-cup-sized breasts were just too much. "I hope I see you again, Jody," said Estefani, handing me a bag with my male underwear in it. "I'm always willing to help you with your lingerie."
Oh, he'll be sure to take you up on that," said Haley, grabbing the bag.
2 seconds later, we were out in the mall, and Haley dumped my male underwear in the closest garbage can.
"Okay, I played your little game, but it's over now," I said firmly.
"That's cute," said Allison.
"Positively adorable," agreed Haley.
"What's so cute?" I asked sternly.
"That you think you have a choice in any of this," said Jill.
"It's really sweet."
"I do have a choice. I'm putting my foot down."
"You could do that if you really wanted to, I guess," said Allison.
"I really want to."
"Even though Haley and Allison got all sorts of pictures of you in Victoria's Secret?" asked Jill. I was shaken. I wanted to throw up. I had noticed them taking a few pictures, but not as many as they had. And the fact that they could use that sort of photographic evidence as proof had been completely lost on me.
"My favorite, where she is in the middle of the store in her bra holding up panties to her waist," said Haley.
"I like that too. But the measuring itself is pretty entertaining. You know, a sissy's first bra is such a wonderful moment," said Allison.
"I can't decide. What do you think, Jody?"
"You can't let anybody see those pictures. Please, I'll do what you want."
"Spoken like a true sissy," said Jill, pushing me into H&M. "I bet they have some clothes here to help you fit the part."
"I can't promise you that I won't share these pictures, but I can promise you that, if you're not a good girl, I'll be sharing them with everybody you know, and probably a lot of people you don't."
The saleswoman who helped me with my sister's sweater said, "Welcome back," as soon as we entered. She was very tall, dwarfing my 5'8" height by a good 3 or 4 inches. But she was very stylish, and she looked like she could have been a fashion model. She had to be at least 20, and there was something about her that was very intimidating.
"Does your sister need anything else for Christmas?" she asked. "I wish my brother was that generous."
"Oh, did he give you that line about his sister?" asked Allison.
"What? He seemed really thoughtful about her present," said the saleswoman.
"Do you notice anything about her now?" asked Jill, grabbing my arms and pinning them behind me.
"Her?
Oh, wait a second. She's got breasts. Big ones."
"That's right," said Jill. "We'd like to help her pick out a dress to help show off her assets."
"This sounds fun. My name is Natalia, but everybody calls me Nat."
"Hey, I'm Jill, and you've already met Jody. This is Allison and Haley."
"Does he really want to do this?" asked Nat, just now noticing me struggling in Jill's grasp.
"Does it matter?" asked Allison.
"No, not really. Just so he doesn't make a scene," replied Nat.
"We can guarantee it," said Allison.
"I think what we'd really like is for her to do one of those pretty woman-style montages, while she tries on about a dozen outfits, and then we pick out the ones that look best on her," said Haley.
"What you mean is you'd like to try on about a dozen outfits on camera, but you'll be sure to help me restock everything. And you're going to have her buy at least 2 or 3 outfits so I get the commission," said Nat.
"I think we're going to be best friends," joked Jill. "He's got the money, and we've got the time."
"I can't," I began.
"Do we really have to remind you why you can and you will?" said Haley, waving her phone.
"Are you looking for things that will actually look good on her? Or are you looking for super slutty things that will make great pictures?" asked Nat.
"We hadn't thought of that," Jill said. "I think we want both."
I probably know where all the skankiest outfits we sell are by heart. I'll go grab some. Why don't you work on finding dresses that you think will look good on her, suggested Nat.
I don't need dresses, I protested.
But you're getting them anyway. What a lucky girl you are, said Jill. For her body type, you're going to want to do something to make her look like she has hips. Something A-line, or with a lower waistline is ideal. I'm sure she'd absolutely love something with ruffles. Those work too, exclaimed Nat.
Ruffles? No, never. I absolutely refuse. I'm done playing along with you. You can't make me do this, I said, stomping my foot for emphasis, trying to show how manly I was. In reality, all it did was make me look ridiculous and angered the girls.
Jill pulled me aside and hissed in my ear that they had just promised Nat that I wouldn't make a scene in the store, and here I was throwing a tantrum. Jill dragged me by the ear and pulled me over to some chairs the store had set up just outside the dressing rooms so that the husbands could sit comfortably while their wives tried on dresses. Jill sat down and pointed to her athletic toned legs, letting me know, in no uncertain terms, that I would be going over her lap for a spanking. Spanking, I said. I'm way too old for a spanking. There's no way she really thought I'd be going over her knee for a spanking, was there? You've embarrassed us, throwing a temper tantrum after Nat has been so helpful. You're certainly not acting like an adult right now. And just look at yourself. Acting like an immature brat. You're getting a good, hard spanking to teach you a lesson. Jill then unbuckled my belt, unzipped my pants, and pulled my pants down. I was horrified. Not only was I getting stripped of my male clothes, but now everyone in the store could see that I was in female panties, a garter, and stockings. Jill then grabbed me by the wrist and pulled me over her knees. She started rubbing my butt, and while she did this, I could feel the beginning of my erection. I didn't know if it was because I was over her very firm, athletic-toned legs, felt amazing beneath me, or because I'd never had a girl pull down my pants. In the movies, when a girl pulled down the guy's pants, usually that meant that sex or a blowjob was about to happen. Jill then raised her arm, and scolding me, telling me what a bad sissy I was, let loose a barrage of spanks upon my bottom. By the time she was pulling down my bikini panties, my hard-on had wilted, and we had attracted quite a crowd. I could hear the jeers of the mainly female audience as they laughed and cheered Jill on. With my head down by Jill's ankles, I could see the feet of all the ladies that were now forming a circle around us. I could feel a blush rush to my cheeks as I thought about the view everyone was getting of me draped over Jill's lap with my panties down at my ankles. A guy wearing a garter belt and stockings. Getting spanked and me squealing like a girl as the spanks really hurt. I was also starting to worry that Jill could keep on spanking me all day. She was extremely fit, and spanking didn't seem to be wearing her out in the least. This was probably nothing compared to her regular daily workout.
Hi, I am Miss Jen Davis, and this has been a preview of one of my many audio clips. For more information on me and how to get the full clip, please go to my website at missjendavis.com. Once again, that's missjendavis.com. That's spelled www.missjenndavis.com. Once again, that URL is www.missjenndavis.com. Thank you for listening.